Hello, everyone. Good evening to you and a very warm welcome to the Happy Hour Show with myself, Olia, until 7 o'clock, as with the first Wednesday of every month. That's right, it's Happy Hour on IDFM, the Feel Good Radio. Bonsoir à tous, bienvenue dans cette édition de Happy Hour sur IDFM 98, la radio du bien-être. C'est moi-même, Olia, avec vous jusqu'à 19h, comme tous les premiers mercredis de chaque mois. Je suis très heureuse parce que ce soir, j'ai une invitée dans le studio avec moi. Elle s'appelle Fidelia et elle va parler un petit peu de beaucoup de choses. De pourquoi elle est en France, elle fait des études scientifiques et elle est aussi artiste peintre. Et donc, on va discuter de tout ça et écouter de la bonne musique. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very happy to have a guest in the studio with me. Her name is Fidelia, and she is finishing up some scientific studies here in France at the moment, but she's also a painter, an artist, and I've seen some of her works, very interesting works. She's had some exhibitions here in France, and she'll tell us a little bit about what's coming up on her agenda, but also share some of her musical choices with us, which is always a really fun thing to do in the Happy Hour Show. So let's get started immediately with her very first choice. She'll tell us why in just a moment. It's by an artist called Aria Star. Rima, who's that girl? Let's get this show on the road.
Let you know, I'm loving now, they do me slow. Baby, cause I love me, you already know. Got every head turning, I see the press coming. So what you telling me now? Who's that girl? Who's that girl? What's popping? Bad girl, there's no stopping, what's coming? Feeling the energy, adrenaline rushing. Real talk, now real talk, they wanna know.
Party all balance, easy body. Oh my G's, they low-key pretty. Take them easy on me, you get too much tease. If you give me body, I feel in the empty. Black top off, girl, I'm a villain. Take me as a prisoner since you stand for justice. I live in no bad past, you be bad a gula. Girl, just be ungraceful, wet shallow. You know, say you get wrong, yes, I you know be. But me get blast, hook up and run away with you. Like my guest coffee, nobody no get in a competition. But to the trophy, no tryna gas you. Everybody know this, you the body. I said, you know, it, you got. My girl, she the life of the party. Get a one link up, cause they need assist. Say many, 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 many girls them day, but no many girls I be. She one of one, dangerous. And every time she got me like,
who's that girl? Who's that girl? What's popping? My girl, is no stopping. What's coming? No. Feeling the energy, adrenaline rushing. Real talk, now real talk, they wanna know. Catch Peter, they want pan epitome. Ooh, Santa Monica. I they motivate like Ken Saroviwa. But the line moves, fire like Zeus. Carry my tools. If you get the mind, fire back. If you get the mind, fire back. So what you telling me now? Who's that girl? Who's that girl? What's popping? Bad girl, there's no stopping. What's coming? Feeling the energy, adrenaline rushing. Real talk, now real talk, they wanna know.
That was Iris Star Rima, Who's That Girl? And speaking of girls, I have in the studio Fidelia Unongo. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah,
Unongo.
That's correct.
Welcome to IDFM. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to see you again because we have met before and we've been trying to set up a radio interview for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. We met at an art exhibition, in fact, in Paris.
Yeah. That's true.
So, and in my introduction, though, I introduced you as both studying, a student of scientific studies, so we will need to know a bit more about that, but also an artist. So you've got these two quite diverse activities going on in your life. And the main one at the moment, and what has brought you to France from your home in Nigeria, is scientific studies. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here finally with you in the studio. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to us this evening. So while I was in Nigeria, I was working with an exporting company. We were into spices such as ginger, hibiscus, some peppers, chili, and other spices. So I came to France representing my company, the company I was working with at the time, because I was studying French back home in Nigeria, where we speak like the professional language there is English. Mm-hmm. But I had a thing for French, so I started studying French. So my company asked me to represent the company because I could speak a little French. And then when I arrived in Paris, when I started, you know, communicating with clients, I discovered my French was horrible, you know?
No, like, yeah. I can't believe it.
There are clients that will say something to me and I'm like, oh my God, what is it saying? You know, I thought I could speak French.
This is not like my textbook at home.
No, not at all. But then, so it was a wake-up call. I told myself, if I have to do this, I have to do it right. And then I decided to return back to France the following year to study French so I could, you know, do my work properly and better, you know, speaking better French. And then I returned to France to study French. And while studying French, after 1 year, yeah, my French really improved. However, it wasn't good enough. I didn't want to just keep studying French, so I decided, okay, I intended to do a master's. Why not continue a master's in France where I can integrate and speak French while also, you know, studying my master's? And then that was how, you know, I decided to take on a course in food safety and quality control, which is scientific. And yeah, that's how I got into this. But still dealing with art, because art is my first love. And I can't let it go no matter where I go, even into sciences. Yeah.
Yes. And you have this unique position of sort of being in a kind of a very multicultural city as well, Paris being, you know, sort of a traditional home to artists. So it must be kind of nice to be in a city that's always welcomed artists throughout the years, throughout history.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting combination, science and art. And maybe they complement each other, do they, these two sides of your brain?
Actually, they do.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I got to school, I discovered I had classmates that, you know, during their leisure time, I find them drawing or sketching things. But these are people that were full-time scientists, I would say. I classify myself as maybe even part-time scientist, but they were like, all that they've studied has been science, but they also have time to, you know, sketch, paint during their leisure time. So I think there is, you know, there is that line in between that sort of, not, we can call it kind of frenemy relationship, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, it helps me because art kind of helps me relieve the tension from maybe a tense scientific class when I'm done and I'm able to just pick up my brush or even do a little writing, creative activity. It helps me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what about music? Now, we just listened to a nice upbeat song for the introduction of the show. You like music too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do. Don't we all?
We do, yes. Was that song a song that you... I don't know, did you discover that song in France? Or is it a song you already knew before?
It's a song I knew before. It's actually a song from Aria Star, who is a Nigerian. She's a Nigerian artist. And
yeah.
it just resonates with me, especially when I'm going to a new place where someone doesn't really know me. And this song, because it says, the lyric says, "Who's that girl?" So I just imagine myself walking into like a building and as everyone is like, "Who's that girl? Who's that girl?" So basically it's just, something that I like.
A kind of a playful way to imagine yourself going into, a space where you're going to meet new people and which is, I guess, all part of the overseas experience, isn't it? You're often in places where you're meeting people for the first time.
Exactly.
So it's kind of nice to have a little song in your head to make you feel confident.
Exactly. And then the lyrics also says something about like them not seeing you coming, but you're coming and you're rising, so it's just like, okay, I'm coming.
Get
ready for me.
Exactly. Well, that's good. It's very confident and charismatic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about where you're originally from in Nigeria. Where are you from?
Okay, so I'm from Benue State.
Mm-hmm.
Benue State is one of the states in Nigeria from the Middle Belt, and we speak different languages. But I speak Tiv. My parents speak Tiv. But I grew up in Jos. Jos is also from the Middle Belt, but it's Plateau State. It used to be one state before it was divided into two. So I call myself a Benue Plateau girl.
Okay.
But I'm originally from Benue State. I speak Tiv. And then growing up in Jos, I did like travel between Benue and Jos because I grew up in a political home, where because I'm from Benue, more of the politics was done in Benue. But family home was in Jos. But then I have to travel back and forth. So it was fun. It was, it was really nice. Mm-hmm. And then when I was done with my primary education and secondary education, I moved to Abuja, which is the capital of Nigeria. And there I studied in the University of Abuja. I studied English literature. And it was
okay.
Fun. It was really fun growing up in Abuja because I had a lot of literary activities, poetry and painting activities. So, it was really fun. I miss it.
You miss it. I was going to ask you, you probably miss a lot of people there, but do you also miss the places? Because it's very different, I guess, to European life, Paris life.
It is.
Yeah.
And I do miss it, to be honest. What I miss about it most is community.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I arrived in France, I looked around. In fact, my first trip to France was for business. And then when I looked around, I was like, oh, this looks like home. It's what I had imagined. Like, it was so beautiful. France is so beautiful. And because I'd always dreamt of, visiting Paris one day. And I just had this dream of buying really beautiful clothes, things you see on your screen.
In advertising.
Exactly.
And,
And so when I came to France as a student, it wasn't exactly what I had imagined, because I didn't really see much of a community life, what I had imagined, what I missed back home, like having a poetry group where you go and then you express yourself through poetry and spoken words, open mic and all that. That's what I missed most here in Paris. But other than that, it's nice. To be honest, it's not been easy, especially the first 3 months weren't easy, but I'm a fighter. And I can tell you that now I can say that I love Paris. It's nice.
Yeah. It can be challenging, but also very rewarding.
Yeah.
I would agree with you on that. As someone who is not originally from here, coming from far away, completely different atmosphere, and sort of jumping into this new life, it can be challenging, but it's definitely worth making a go of it.
You just have to, because I've met friends, who like talk to me. I met a lot of French people in France who are more mature and older than I am, and who had advised me. They said, It's never easy, even for French people themselves. You just have to be willing to fight in life. When life throws something at you, you should be willing to, you know, just take it and make something good out of it. Don't always see the negative part of it. Try to get, you know, something positive. And with such good examples, yeah, it has helped me come this far. Also meeting you, so yeah.
Oh, that's very kind. That's very kind. Well, I thought, you know, this what you've just been talking about here, you know, finding the strength, you know, sometimes to feel courage when you may be feeling a bit down. I was thinking that sort of leads me into the next song that you've chosen, which is kind of maybe the moment to talk about. It's by a group called Lighthouse Family, and it's a song called High. And you chose it because you're telling me earlier that sometimes this is a song that you kind of use to boost your morale when maybe you're feeling down or feeling a bit like times are a bit tough.
High is basically my best friend. Okay. You know, it's a song, but I relate to
it.
High
feels like a
friend.
A friend.
You know? It's a song, but it spoke to me in so many ways that I can't even explain to you, you know? That's like, there was a time I was a teenager. I was in school at this time, and I grew up in a big home, large home, where you have siblings, cousins, nephews. Back in Nigeria, you know, you grow up with your cousins as your direct siblings, basically that. And then when you have stepsisters, stepbrothers, it's a very large home. So you grow up with so many people in the house that sometimes you feel alone and no one really realizes it because you're so many, but they don't even know that you're alone in a crowd. Like I said, I can't explain it, but
yeah.
This song sort of, I listen to it every day, like literally every day, you know, and there was just this part that said, when you're close to tears, remember someday it'll all be over. You know, that spoke to me. Like, I felt like the song was speaking to me directly. So it carried me, you know, it helped me through it all. And what I came out of, whatever I was dealing with, I felt like part of my victory came from the song. So it's been a friend, and yeah, everywhere I go with it, and that's why it's here with me today.
That's a really nice anecdote, really nice connection to sort of past, present, and possibly future.
Yeah.
So we'll listen to it now. Vous écoutez IDFM, je suis en studio ce soir avec Fidelia, qui est originaire de Nigeria. Elle fait des études en France, des études scientifiques. Elle est aussi artiste peintre, elle est aussi un peu poète. Elle adore la musique et elle a choisi la musique pour notre émission ensemble ce soir, Happy Hour. Avec Olia, donc jusqu'à 19h. On va écouter maintenant Lighthouse Family avec Hi. À tout de suite pour la suite de l'interview.
When you're close to tears, remember someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. And at the end of the day, the days when we were close to the edge, and we wonder how we made it through. And at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so close till the end. We remember it was me and you, 'cause we are gonna be forever you and me. You will always keep me flying the sky of love. Don't you think it's time you started doing what we always wanted? One day we're gonna get so high, 'cause even the empire
Vous écoutez IDFM, c'est l'émission Happy Hour avec Olia jusqu'à 19h et je suis dans le studio avec Fidelia, mon invitée ce soir. Thank you so much, Fidelia, for being with us in the show and choosing this lovely music, very contrasting to our first song that we had for this Happy Hour, but it is a happy hour, even if like sometimes the songs might bring up some, you know, some memories that might have been like a bit difficult in the past. You're a fighter, like you said, so you're going to stay on top of this and, you know, and you've just been telling me how you're going to really work on your French, but it's such a relaxing thing to speak English. So I'm glad because this is the whole objective of the Happy Hour show, just have a little chat in English. So this is great. But your French is progressing, I'm sure, because you're a hard worker. So, you know.
Oui, je pense que je parle mieux français comme, c'est mieux qu'avant. Et j'espère qu'à la fin de cette année, je vais bien améliorer.
Oh, très bien. Because all of your studies, are they in English or in French or a mix?
Mixed.
It's a mix because it's very international topic. This food security topic is very international, I imagine. So
you need
both languages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the classes are actually in English.
Okay.
But I've had like previous classes, especially when I was at the lab. It was more French.
Okay.
But
Is this when you were doing your practical training in the labs and things like that? You had to interact with French colleagues.
Yes.
Or, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
My
tutors were all in French, and it was good. Yeah, they were very understanding because they understood that I don't speak very good French. I have a niveau B2 level French, so I understand. However, it depends on how fast they move, but the teachers were very understanding, and so everything moved well. And then when I read as well, you know, it's easier when you read. Sometimes you hear someone speak because they speak fast. It's more difficult to comprehend. But when I read, you know, everything goes well. So, and then it was good. And I got used to it after a while. So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, because when you say, you know, doing your master's, it sounds like, wow, that it's going to be very technical, a very technical level. But I guess if you know the vocabulary for this field, then you would be more ready for the kind of vocabulary that you're going to have. But it sounds very, very, very challenging. So hats off to you.
Oh, thank
but
you.
In general, like French life, you know, life in Paris, you're enjoying it. What are the sorts of things that you especially like about? I don't know. Do you like French food? I mean, because we always talk about France and food. Do you like the cuisine?
Oh yes, I do. I love French cuisine. Before I came to France, you know, there's some movies you watch, you see, like, the restaurants are so beautiful, beautiful bistros and all that. And I'm like, oh, when I get to France, I'm going to visit this restaurant. So, and then I have a lot of French friends. So sometimes we even compare, they're like, when I'm preparing something, they're like, oh, it's nice, but there's this French dish that's better. I'm like, no, Nigerian dish is better. And they're like, okay, you prepare Nigerian dish, I'll prepare French dish. We do, and it's always so nice, especially the French pastries. I love them, you know?
Yes.
So that's one thing I really enjoy, French pastries. I love French wine, of course.
Yes.
And those are things I really love in France. And then Paris in general, I love the city. The architecture of the city is so beautiful. You know, sometimes when I'm sad and I'm talking to a sister or a friend back home, they're like, at least you're sad in Paris. You know, they say that to me. And I understand, they're right. Because you're sad, you're strolling and you're looking at, you know, just some beautiful art on the streets and you're like, I'm sad, but at least I'm sad in Paris. So it's okay, you know. Someone else might not understand this, like a Parisian or a French person might not understand this because they've had this all their life. But because I haven't had this all my life, this is I'm heading to my third year in France. So it's still all new and it's difficult to even just get over it. Every day is like, it's just, wow. You step out and it's like, wow. And it helps me. There's always a poem to write. I just go somewhere. It's a new, like, it just... it's a new environment, or it looks just beautiful, and I'm like, oh my god, it'd be so nice to write a poem here, you know.
And which you ideas, have done.
Oh yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, yes. I have. It's beautiful. Like, it's really inspiring generally. I mean, it's not perfect, but I would say that I enjoy my stay in Paris. It's nice.
Yeah, and as you said, you've made some friends, some local friends, so that's always very nice way to be part of the culture. And what about the Nigerian community as well? Have you've made friends, or maybe other students you've made contacts with here?
Yeah, sure. There's actually a community of Nigerian students and professionals in France, in Paris. So I'm also a member. And every 2 months, we have a meeting where we celebrate the birthdays of, you know, people who were born in these 2 months. And then we just meet, interact, and then help those who just arrived, you know. Let them know, okay, what do you have to do? Because there are a lot of questions. So you just help them, and then just a community life. Just try to have that community life so you don't really feel alone.
Yeah.
And
because it's, as you say, like trying to settle in and find your way around and missing home a little bit. It's nice to have other people who've been there and can reach out and help you. And let's talk a little bit about your art. So you're into painting, drawing, those kinds of things. And you've actually had a couple of exhibitions in France, including you were exhibiting some work at an art gallery called the International Art Gallery in Paris a couple of months ago. And I was like, wow, you know, it's very colourful. You use a lot of colour, very bold, strong images. Where does your creative instinct come from? Is it... I don't know. I mean, you're inspired obviously by Paris, but what else are you inspired by in general?
Okay, my inspiration in art. So normally I just say art, or like paintings are, I call it like poetry in colors, because before I paint an artwork, I put it into words first. So when I start painting, I just like replace the words with colors. So every color on every art I have has a meaning. There's a reason why I chose the color. And then every, you know, object also has a meaning. I don't just paint art, you know, it's like poetry. So that's why when someone asks me to, you know, describe my art, I'm like, it's going to be so long, because I'm going to be just, I have to tell you, it's a whole poetry, you know?
It's a whole story behind it. Yeah, with words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And art for me, I mean, there are different forms of art, but I love colors. I love colors a lot. And for me, each color represents something. So I go bold with my colors, and I love really big arts, as you may have seen in the last exhibition, because when the canvas is really big, I'm free to just express myself. And that's what I do with poetry as well. I love it because I just express myself. So I go out there and do same thing on the canvas with my art.
And you're actually preparing or about to prepare some ideas for an exhibition in July, also in Paris, in Montparnasse. And you're kind of do you have a theme already in your mind, or are you still looking for what you want to do?
For now, I have a theme in my mind. It's more, like I said, I use poetry. So there is this, I just have a lot of poetry on my tongue that I have been, you know, putting into writing recently. When I'm done with my poetry, you know, I will then just put it into my canvas. That's what I'm going to use for the exhibition.
Okay. Yeah. So you'll go back to your writings, go back to your words, reread everything, and see what images come. to mind, which is really interesting, very interesting process. And you're going to share the space with an artist whose name is Ambre, who I also met at the same time I met you. And she was someone who kind of got you a little bit started into exposing artworks right here in Paris. She's one of your first contacts for the art world.
Yeah, she is. Ambre Castilla. She's amazing. I met Ambre. I arrived in Paris, I think in May or June 2026, and then I met her in July. She's somewhere
2023. She said it was 3 years coming up, 3 years. Okay.
And she saw my art and she was like, oh, you have to join us for this exhibition. I have an exhibition. I love your art. And she was just really warm and nice, just so lovely. It felt like I had known her for years.
Mm.
She's basically my best friend, you know. And it's just, she's such an inspiration because I see she still does a lot of going out to find out what she has to do, the next exhibition. I feel she's even more active than I am, you know. So she inspires me. She's like, are you working on anything now? And I have to work on something so I can say yes to Ambre. But she inspires me, you know.
Yeah, and pushes you forward just gently, but kind of keeps you maybe on the move.
Believes in me, and that has helped me a lot because she just believes, you know, my art has a lot of potential and it's great, so she wants to make sure, you know, I use the full potential.
That's very it's very helpful and inspiring to have someone else who's kind of in the same field doing different things but knows what sort of, sometimes when artists or creative people get blocked, sometimes they need someone to spring some ideas off or say, hey, come on, what are you doing? And push each other along. That's really helpful.
Yeah.
Should we listen to another one of your songs now, maybe? We'll have a little song break. We've got two left. We can listen to the Goo Goo Dolls or we could listen to Tracy Chapman. Is there one at the moment that particularly, that you can tell us why you chose this particular song?
Okay, let's go with Tracy Chapman.
Okay, yeah.
Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, because I just love the lyrics.
Yeah.
I don't relate to it exactly, but the idea of the meaning behind it is relatable. So I really like it.
Yeah, she talks about getting away, doesn't she? Like escaping or...
Yeah.
Moving on, moving forward,
exactly.
Maybe breaking away from something that holds her back.
Yeah.
So it's a search for freedom in a way, which I can imagine you could identify with.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, there's lots of things that keep you connected with home, you also need your independence. And so this is your French life, your French experience.
Yeah.
So we'll have a little song break. We'll listen to some Tracy Chapman and we'll come back and we'll continue talking about your creative endeavors. Merci pour votre écoute en tout cas sur EDFM Happy Hour. On va rester ensemble jusqu'à 19h avec Fidelia, mon invitée dans le studio ce soir. Et elle a choisi une très très jolie chanson de Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, la voiture qui va vite, pour échapper quelque chose, mais pour chercher aussi sa liberté et son expression personnelle, qui est exactement ce qu'elle fait. Et donc on va écouter cette chanson et on revient tout de suite après pour continuer notre interview ensemble.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tracy Chapman there singing that lovely song, Fast Car, which is actually, it's interesting because it's quite a slow, chilled out pace for that song. But yeah, it's a very, very nice song chosen by my guest, Fidelia, who's in the studio with me tonight on IDFM. And yeah, we're talking about her art. We're talking about her art exhibition coming up in July in Montparnasse. We're also maybe talking a little bit about, I don't know, social media. Here we are. You have an Instagram account, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
With the name Cool Fidel, cool with a K. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you use it for your art? Like, is Instagram an important tool to show people, to meet people? I don't know, because I don't use it myself, but I've always thought it seemed to be something that artists use to be able, because it's so visual and maybe captivating, so you can get attention from people if you're trying to, you know, maybe sell your art or meet artists. Or how do you use social media? Is it useful for you?
Yes, it is. It is useful. However, I'm not much of a social media person. Art for me is more, I do art mostly for myself. And then, yeah, I post online every now and then, or sometimes my friends post online and they also tell me, oh, post your art online, you know, you could do this. But I'm really not that into it. I should be. I mean, it's the present right now. So I'm trying. I have to, you know, in order to be online, you have to be really present.
Yes.
You need to take good
photos.
It takes
a lot of time and effort.
Mm. You know? But I'm not really ready to do all that. I want to have good content if I have to really delve, you know, deep into it. So for now, like, for instance, I can just post. I posted today, oh, I'm going to be on radio, you know, with Olya, you know, blah, 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 stuff like that. But I didn't go into details. If I really wanted to get people to really focus on it, I probably would, you know, just do something attractive to attract people, because it's the mode right now.
Yes.
That is what the internet is about.
Yes.
It's a very good tool to use, but I haven't delved into it enough because I feel I have so much going on. I have school, I have other things, but it's something that I really would like to, you know, use, because, I mean, it's present.
It's a tool, isn't it? It's a tool, like using, you know, computers or mobile phones and so on. It's kind of become just a part of our life, and we sort of have to learn, even if we don't use it all the time, learn how to use it a little bit so we can, you know how to use the tools. But I agree with you. I think there's a lot of pressure to be present, to be there all the time, to be telling people all the time what you're doing. And sometimes you really need to take a step back from this crazy sort of race to show everything, and because you need time to develop creative projects and art. That takes time.
Sometimes
we're a bit torn between wanting to share things with people and also wanting to just have downtime where we're not connected. And
exactly,
you know.
You know,
I totally understand. I see a lot of young people these days. They just seem to be, they can't live without it, and they're on it all the time, scrolling. And I'm just, how can they bear to just change topics so quickly? I can't. Makes my brain go crazy. But each to their own, I suppose.
Yeah, it's
absolutely. Do you watch?
Fun.
I mean, do you look at social media things to, I don't know, to see what other people are doing? Do you follow some people or?
I follow people. There are some, you know, celebrities that I follow because, I want to just know what's happening around me. I have friends who, they don't even have social media. They are not interested. But I'm like, I mean, it's the present, you know. You don't have to be there all the time, but just know what's going on, you know. But I understand that some people also do not like change. But we are in the AI era where social media is just it. So you either accept it or you get left behind. So it's a balance for me. I do my gardening. I spend time, you know, gardening, play with the soil, painting, poetry. But I still have time to go online and see what's going on so that, you know, I don't get left behind.
Mm.
You just balance it out because this is it.
Yeah, it's all about balance, isn't it? Finding a good compromise. And so tell us a little bit about your gardening. Is that something that comes from maybe like linked to your childhood or in the past, or is it something new that you've discovered?
Huh.
It's another interesting aspect to your personality, your hobbies.
Yeah, I mean, it's something from childhood, because growing up, we all had gardens. We all had like little gardens where my parents insisted we all had something to take care of as kids.
So
it was like a competition to see whose plants will, you know, produce. So we all had our little gardens, my siblings and I. And so I grew up with a lot of trees. I love plants. I love trees. It's, I don't know, it just gives me a very good feeling to be around nature and just a green environment. So in France, I live in an apartment where there's a terrace, and it didn't have plants. I was like, oh, this is a good terrace. I mean, this like plants will do so well here, you know. So I just began doing it and it felt so good. So just improving and improving, and I mean, it's just, it's so beautiful to see. Yeah. And it feels good. And in winter, there are some plants to just start planting, preparing for spring. So imagine having flowers and just a green environment for my paintings. I could just, it would be so inspiring to paint in an environment like that. So
yes, to make a nice studio environment. When you look out, you see pleasant images, pleasant things like plants. And So nature is also part of your inspiration in general.
A very big part of your life.
That's interesting with it, with the getting the children to have a little project, a project garden. That's really interesting. Because it is challenging, actually. Gardening is something you have to, it teaches you patience. Because you can't force nature. Even when you might be watering your plants, you might give them too much water or not enough, or I don't know, for some reason the plant doesn't grow properly, or you know, there can be all sorts of different reasons.
And I
imagine watching, you know, the world, how it's going with climate change and things like that, I imagine this must be quite a difficult sort of topic for you, you know, watching how the earth is kind of, I don't want to say dying, but it kind of is. I mean, it must feel very sad to see forests burning when there's fires and disasters, natural disasters, and I don't know. Do you feel worried for planet Earth?
Oh, I do. I mean, don't we all? I feel like it's something we all feel. But like I had this discussion with a friend of mine like about 2 days ago. And I'm like, we all just have to do our bit, little bit, and not just get really upset about it, because it is what it is. And I mean, yeah, people, awareness, creating awareness is what is most important, but also there are some people that might not even get to have this awareness, so we just keep doing what we do. So for every special day, you know, like New Year's Day, I plant trees, you know, at least one tree because of something special. And then trees, you have to, you can't just plant a tree anywhere. It's different from, you know, veggies, like planting vegetables and flowers. But just try to do something, you know, you can, just so that tomorrow, if you're sitting by a fireplace and burning coal or firewood, you feel, you know that, yes, at least you've planted two trees somewhere. So you're doing something, because, like I said, everything is balanced in life. We can't have it all. We can just try to see how we can balance it.
That's quite a wise approach, because there's some things that are out of our control. It's true, we can't change everything, we can't control everything, but in our own little space we can choose to do certain actions. So that's a nice positive approach. And what about travel? We know you've come backwards and forwards between France and Nigeria, but what about other places in the globe? Maybe places that you're dreaming about going to and exploring. Do you have a little wish list?
I do, actually. Well, I've traveled to a few countries, but I would love to travel to Greece. That's my next plan, okay. Greece and Venice. When I was much little, I used to talk about traveling to Tennessee and Texas because I read a lot of M&B novels, Mills and Boone.
Mills and Boone, yes.
Yeah, and then you're like, they're talking about the cowboys, and you're like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to marry a cowboy someday. I have to go to Tennessee. I have to go to Texas, you know.
Wow.
That was a dream, you know, as a child. But then
Have you been to the US?
No.
I don't, no. Okay. No. Okay. You know, if you go there, you might start there just out of curiosity. Why not?
But as a child, like, those were my dreams. But right now, I really want to visit Greece just because, I just want to go there, walk bare feet and just play around. I met someone from Greece, a friend of mine, and she was like, it's not exactly how you imagine it in your head. I don't want you to be disappointed, but we can go if you want to. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to have fun in Greece, you know? You yeah. won't understand because you're from Greece, but I know what I want. And like, I have the imagination and I'm just going to have that dream. I'll visit and yeah, so Greece yeah. is...
Greece is on your list. Yeah. Well, Greece is, it's interesting because it's got so many different aspects to it. There's the islands, but there's also the mainland. There's the cuisine as well. They have yeah. yummy food, but there's so many different aspects of Greece. So you yeah. know, you have lots of things to explore. But it's true that when you're from outside of the country, you have a completely different vision to yeah. the people who live there.
You know, yeah. I just want the little. I feel like it's just the little things that I really like. You know, when you watch a movie like Mamma Mia, stuff like that, you just want to run free, you know. Like, just, yeah. it's probably something I have back in my country. But because it's in my country, I'm not seeing it.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So you need to go somewhere else to see or feel that thing.
Exactly. So that's what I want, you know.
Yeah.
But generally, I would like to visit, like, new places. And just see, experience different cultures and just understand stuff for myself. Because sometimes you go online and you see, oh, this place is like this, these people are like this. Mm. I like to go myself so that I have a first-hand experience and, you know, just, you know, talk about it the way I see it and not from someone else's judgment.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about other countries in Africa? Have you been to other countries in Africa?
Yeah, I have. I've visited a few countries in Africa. First, I visited Benin Republic.
Yeah.
It's just beside Nigeria. When I started studying French in Nigeria, we don't speak French, just English and then our local dialect. So I took 6 months to visit Benin Republic to practice my French. It was fun. And that was the first country I visited in Africa. Then I visited Ghana, who is like our sister company, country.
Yeah.
It's not right beside Nigeria, but for some reason we call ourselves siblings, Nigeria and Ghana,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
And then I visited...
And Ghana, they speak English too, don't they? They use English a lot as a main language. Yeah,
yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I visited Cameroon, is also just beside Nigeria as well. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate because I, in Europe we hear, unfortunately, a lot of bad news that comes out of Africa. And every time there's some positive stories that, you know, we have some correspondents that I work with as a journalist who send us these really nice uplifting stories. And every time they do, I think, oh, good, there's something positive to tell as well. Because I'm sure there are a lot of these amazing people doing amazing things. But it seems to all get lost in this bad news, you know, jihadists and terrorism and attacks and politics. And it's not only that. You know, there's so much more, isn't there, to life? So many stories to tell. I mean, it's such a huge continent.
Yeah, it is.
With all these nations with their different stories and their different cultures, different languages. You could never, in a whole lifetime, I'm sure you could never discover even close to everything.
Sure.
Like, it just would be impossible.
Yeah.
I haven't done very much travel in Africa, but I would be interested in going and discovering, you know, some of these places that we only ever hear about in the news and, meet local people and talk to them about, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah, you should.
So that I know, like you said, so I know for myself.
Yeah,
I'm not reading the news, someone telling me what it's like, but if I go there and I meet the people and I talk to them and I see what they do.
Exactly.
Then I can, you know, build my own vision.
It's really important because for me personally, before I came to France, I had a lot of, you know, negative stories about France as well. But because I have, you know, family in the US, Canada, UK, I don't speak French. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to Europe, I'm going to France. But you hear a lot of stories. I also went online. You see a lot of negative things. But I'm like, oh, all this. I don't even care what anyone is saying. I have to go because I want to. Let me go experience myself. And I arrive in France and it's like nothing like I heard, you know. I mean, it's not all bed of roses, but it's what I want. So
yes,
I accept this.
Exactly.
You know, and so I think, yeah, it's good for people to experience things themselves and not listen to other people's experiences.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're coming up to nearly the end of our show, and I wanted to just catch the last couple of minutes of the last song that you chose for us. But thank you so much, Fidelia, for being my guest on the Happy Hour show. It's been a pleasure. You've chosen Goo Goo Dolls and Iris as the last song. And thank you very much for participating. And I do hope to see your next exhibition in Paris. Comme vous avez entendu, Fidelia, elle est artiste, elle est aussi scientifique. Et on va écouter une dernière chanson que elle a choisi du groupe Goo Goo Dolls and Iris pour terminer cette édition de Happy Hour sur EDFM. Je vous remercie pour votre écoute et je vous encourage de chercher Fidelia Unongo sur Instagram, sur Cool Fidel, et elle va sûrement mettre un message sur son expo qui arrive en juillet à Paris. Bonne soirée à tous sur EDFM. Ciao!
Ciao!
To touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. Sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies, when everything fades.